720 WGN. This is White Sox Weekly. Mark Carmen and Harry Tynowitz with you. Pleased to be joined by the radio voice of your Chicago White Sox, Ed Farmer. And of course, Farmio on the show often. But today we're talking about the passing of a great man, George H.W. Bush, passing away at 94 years old, the 41st president of the United States, and a very good friend of yours, Ed Farmer, somebody you've known for a long time.
Yeah, I got to meet him, Mark, when I was first in the big leagues. Took me around the United Nations and bought me lunch. Our manager was friends with the Bush family, Ken Aspromonte, who played in Houston. And he took about five of us to the U.N. And we had lunch with the ambassador of the U.N., George Herbert Walker Bush. And it was just it was a thrill for me to meet him and to know him over the years. I knew his son. I still do. His son, W, was the owner of the Texas Rangers and a friend of mine. But they just, it's a great family. I mean, the passing, certainly at 94 years young, is one thing. But to know the family and know what they go through, I felt so sorry for him when he lost his wife, Barbara, married for over 70 years. Now, how do you go on from that? I just don't know. I mean, you've been married to your best friend for that long, and she passes away. And a lot of people said, you know what, he's gone follower. And they were more than right. They were. They were right. He went to see her a couple of days ago with the passing of George H. Bush. Just a great guy.
Yeah, Farmio, there are certain qualities of certain presidents, aside from the fact, you know, that he was the leader of the free nation. Wouldn't you call him the most athletic president ever?
Yeah. For me, he was. You know, not that I knew them all. I mean, I didn't know Lincoln or Washington, but
right. But
Washington,
I mean, Ford
could sail a boat, I guess. The Potomac, I'm sure.
Right. Ford played football at Michigan, but you know, Bush was the athlete.
Yeah, I mean, you watch him with some of his grandkids and his great grandkids. He's playing catch with them. Next thing you know, he's skydiving at year 75 or 80, and then doing again when he turns 90. I mean, come on, people aren't going skydiving at that age. They're diving somewhere else. And hopefully they come up from it. But just a great guy. He just, you know, he did so many great things for this country. I mean, he went to high school, I believe, in just outside Boston, was born in Milton, Massachusetts. And he went to high school and then all of a sudden was going to Yale, decided he was going to go into the Navy, became a naval pilot, and had a ditch his plane in the Pacific and was picked up by one of our submarines. I mean, that just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen. This is a guy that's a leader and led our country. And then they used to take shots at him, what bothered me. You know, they'd say, oh, he's a little different. You know, he's a country bumpkin. He's far from that. Well-educated at Yale, doing everything he could for this country. His private life was very short, but his public life was right out there. And just a great guy, just a guy that could talk to you on any level and make you feel good about meeting him.
The skydiving portion, it comes from, you know, jumping out of that plane when he was in the Navy. So it's I guess, something that he wanted to remember. Farmio, you ever jumped out of an airplane?
No, but somebody would have to leave their footprint on my back to make that leap right now.
Well,
it's not going to happen from my due diligence, saying I just can't wait till we get to, you know, 7,000 or 8,000 feet so I could hop out. Not going to happen.
Well, I know that George Bush played in the first two College World Series when he was at Yale.
That's true, yeah. And just a leader. I mean, he was our leader when he was in high school. I mean, come on, this guy was made for the job. And then to have his son, 41 and then 43, the President of the United States, I mean, this is pretty good. This is a family that's well-generated. And the amount of people they have, I mean, you look at the family, it's a strong group. And I didn't know Jeb Bush very well, but I liked what he had to say the other day when he was getting on our president for getting on his dad. He stood up for what his beliefs were.
What were your conversations like with H? We're talking baseball? What are we talking?
We were talking a little baseball, but we were talking a lot of politics. And he had me sit down in a Khrushchev desk where Khrushchev took off his shoe and didn't like what was being said. With that little hearing aid, because, you know, they dialect everything. Everything goes into a certain speech, and it's translated to those people, say, from Russia. There's someone's telling what's happening in Russian. He didn't like it, so he took his shoe off, started pounding down on the desk, and he goes, Ed, I want you to sit down right here, because you're going to remember this. This is something that doesn't happen, especially here at the UN. I've never forgotten it. I sat in that little high school desk that, you know, had an enclave that you could slide into and get up and get out of. But, yeah, Fidel, when you look at it with Nikita Khrushchev, you know that he wasn't fooling around. That goes for Fidel Castro, too. He stood up to everybody. It wasn't like he was trying to have an argument, but he had a way of persuasion that went far beyond what they were used to.
Now, Fermio, I know that you are considered to be one of the best golfers in the baseball world. Did you ever golf with the president? And if so, who has more Social Security people around them on the golf course, former President Bush or Hawk Harrelson?
Probably Hawk. You mean Secret Service people instead of Social Security? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it would apply in both cases.
Yeah, sure it would. I don't plan a winter time. I didn't play good last year, but I want to say this. Darren and I went to play Preston Trail in Dallas a couple of years ago, you know, on an off day or a morning where we had nothing to do. And Preston Trail is a real nice golf club in Dallas. We were in Arlington. And Darren said, who are you playing with today? I said, you know him, but you don't know him well yet. He's a great guy. And we walked in the men's locker room, and there was 43W. And he said, Ed, how are we doing? I said, Mr. President, 43, we're doing good. Say hello to Darren Jackson. And Darren goes, are we playing golf with you today, Mr. President? He goes, yeah, do you have a problem with that? He goes, oh, no, I don't. He goes, well, we're also playing with David Graham. He's got a U.S. Open trophy and also a British Open trophy. Is he okay? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's fine. That was our group. President of the United States, David Graham, Ed Farmer, and Darren Jackson. Two guys didn't belong and two guys did. It wasn't me and Darren who belonged.
How'd you shoot it?
I shot all right. I mean, W's a good player. He's a real good player. Nobody was in the class, naturally, of Graham. But W wasn't taking a seat to him either. He was my partner for nine holes that day, and I think we won those nine holes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just great people. He's taken me to Air Force One. I've been on there. I've been at Andrews Air Base. I've been in the White House, taking guys to meet him. He's been very generous to me over the years, and I have to tell this story. He asked me about throwing out the first pitch. I don't think I've ever shared this with you guys. And I said to him, throwing out the first pitch? He goes, yeah. I said, get loose under the stands with your Secret Service. He goes, why is that? I said, well, nobody will see you, but everybody throws out the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch. They're not loose, and they throw it in the dirt. I said, you don't want to throw it in the dirt. He goes, absolutely not. So I said, and then when you get on a mound, you're on a maybe 10 to 15-inch mound, depending on how it's channeled for that pitcher that day. Aim high. And he looks at me, and W says, did you do that? I said, no, I'm a professional. I just let it fly. But when I went to see him in 05, he said to me, he goes, by the way, that tip I'm throwing out the first pitch, I throw a strike every time. I said, we're going to spin doctor that now, the first pitch. But, yeah, he's just a great group of people. I'm proud to know them, proud to call them friends of mine, too.
Well, Fermio, you really, I mean, you know everybody. You know Gretzky. You know, is Bush the only, Bush is the only president you know?
You mean of the United States?
No, and I'll take any world leader. Are you and Angela?
Well, I met Jacques Chirac in the White House and started speaking French to him.
What about the Dalai Lama, Fermio?
I said, "Parlez-vous français, monsieur?" Oui. Jacques Chirac, and he said, "Oui." He said, "You speak French, but you have a Spanish accent." I said, "I speak Spanish too." He said, "Well, it comes through in your French. It's not good." I said, "Thank you."
You going overseas for the holidays here, Fermio?
No, I'm going to stay right here. And we've done enough things with water in it the last month here in the Los Angeles area, fighting fires. And the last few days, starting a couple of days ago on Friday, we had mudslides here. So it's a community here in Southern California. Garland and Socia live about 10 miles away from me. They fought the fires at their house as well.
Well, Fermio, we're glad, you know, that was a horrible, tragic fire. We're glad that it's under control. We're glad you're under control. And we appreciate,
to an extent, yeah.
We appreciate you visiting with us.
I know, Harry, you and Mark do a great job. I want you to make sure that you know that for me and my family, but also for everybody. Remember George Bush today in your prayers and his family, because I know they're suffering to some extent. And He's a great guy. Say a few prayers for him. Remember, look at your children a lot different. What we found out here, Thanksgiving took on a different mode. We're about 3 or 4 minutes from not getting out of the house. We got a reprieve from God, got out of the house, and the firemen saved our house, and we had a lot to be thankful for. But look at your children, look at your friends, and look at your wife and your husband, and take on a different look, and certainly celebrate the holidays and the holy days with everybody.
Farmio, appreciate the time. Great to talk to you. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys, for having me. God bless everybody.
It was our pleasure. This is White Sox Weekly, 720 WGN.